straight out of the heartland. A voice of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is the Jake Merrick Show. I'm awakened, I'm alive. On the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and you awakened Oklahoma Patriots. Good to be with you this morning, Friday morning. Aren't you glad you made it to the end of the week? We like our Fridays. April 26th, 7:03 a.m., 61 degrees outside and wet. I don't know about you, but if you're in central Oklahoma, you got a little bit of shower this morning, which we welcome. Thankfully, I don't think there's too much damage. I'm watching the news here to see if there's any breaking news as far as damage. It looks like maybe some telephone poles leaning a little bit. Definitely some wind that came with that storm moving through. It was moving pretty fast. But maybe some limbs blown over, broken off. But I don't see any more damage than that. If you have any to report, send it to me. Of course, Jake at Freedom 96.9. You can text me in, 919-8679, area code 405, 919-8679. Always love to hear from you guys, all you guys on the Facebook live stream. Appreciate you tuning in. Miss Stacy Joe listening this morning, big shout out to you. Thank you for listening in. Mr. Wes out in Fairview area, glad you're listening. Good to connect with you, and look forward to having you on the show soon, running for sheriff. And I'm going to be talking about some sheriffs, the history of sheriffs, and the role of sheriffs in elections for our First Responder Friday coming up. Then we have Mr. Steve Leff from the Patriot Sentinel joining us at the bottom of the hour to cover some national news. And, man, there's a lot to talk about there, right? All across the nation. But first, let's get to these headlines from home.
Headlines from home with Jake Merrick. On Freedom 96.9.
All right, Governor Stitt and half the nation's governors are calling on Biden to lift the pause on liquid natural gas exports. And Governor Stitt also signing a bill to mandate cursive handwriting. I like that move. Governor Stitt is also sending a letter. He sent a letter to officials in Turks and Caicos on behalf of the Oklahoma couple that stopped there. And going to look at this dignity pledge. More Oklahoma officials are signing this dignity pledge. So I want to look at that and then some more bills that have recently passed. All right, first let's get to this headline number one. Governor Stitt, he joins about half the nation's governors calling on President Biden to lift the pause on new approvals of liquefied natural gas exports. He said, as governors, we are very concerned. This is actually on the letter that he signed on to. As governors, we are very concerned by the Biden administration's move to pause approvals for new liquefied natural gas export projects, especially after Iran's attack on Israel last week. The U.S. is the world's leading exporter of liquid natural gas, and the decision to pause new approvals undermines our economic and national security and the security of our allies. It continues, it creates instability and threatens future energy security throughout the world. At a time when our allies need us the most, it sends a message that the U.S. is not a reliable energy partner, which is exactly the message Biden would like to send. It is exactly what Biden would like to accomplish, is creating instability and threatening the future of energy security throughout the world. No doubt, because one of the first actions he took as president was to shut down the pipeline, to restrict drilling. He is opposed to, well, any kind of relation to fossil fuels. He's on board with the climate agenda, calling it a climate crisis, in step with the World Economic Forum. So it's good to see our governor joining so many others across the nation to reverse this course, lift the pause, and allow Americans to retain global energy advantage. Well, we have it for now, but it won't be long if something doesn't happen. Of course, it's a priority to those here in Oklahoma. Being an energy state, man, it's something that we better be pushing hard. I appreciate Governor Stitt and others joining this cause. in lifting the pause. Just one more reason we need a change of administration. We need Biden to go. We need Trump to get in. We need to prioritize energy independence. We need to be the world's leading exporter of oil and gas. It is absurd that we'd be concerned at all about depleting reserves. We have an abundance of oil and natural gas in our nation. We should be fully supplied and exporting across the nation. We should be using this to eliminate our national debt. So thank you, Governor Stitt. Also, headline number two, Governor Stitt, he approves a bill mandating cursive writing, handwriting. Man, it's getting back to the basics, right? Something that is largely lost in this generation. It means a lot to me because my dad has excellent penmanship. He taught that to us. And I was taught penmanship. I was taught handwriting in school, but I had the extra element of education at home. Many papers were wadded up and thrown in the trash as it did not meet my dad's standards, which now I'm thankful for because I have pretty good penmanship. And usually people comment on it when I write things out because it's a rare thing. And I'm thankful for a dad that did teach me that and prioritize that. And you know, I remember my W's. He said, that's not the way you make a W. I was like, well, that's the way the teacher taught me. He was like, well, let me show you the right way to make a W. And so he taught me how to write the nice, fancy W. And so I had to go back and educate my teacher on how to properly write a W in cursive. So now I can write a fancy W. But it goes beyond that, right? It goes to actually being able to sign your name. I spoke to someone recently, and she had a young man who signed a document, and he printed his name. And she said, I'm going to need your signature. And he said, that is my signature. He could not write in cursive. Okay, but think about this, of how this applies to reading historical documents. I mean, the list is long about the need for cursive and proper penmanship. So this bill is House Bill 3727, was signed into law on Tuesday. And it was led by Democrats, House Representative Jason Lowe and Senate author Kevin Matthews, Democrat from Tulsa. So, hey, there's one thing we can agree on. I guess it's this. Lowe said, I am very pleased that my legislation, House Bill 3727, is now law. Elementary students from 3rd to 5th grade will now benefit from learning to write in cursive. This important skill will help them in many ways throughout their lives. Learning cursive handwriting is proven to improve students' neural and motor, as I stumble over these very intellectual words, neural and motor function, as well as their grammar, handwriting, and spelling. It can also assist them in reading historical documents. So agree, Representative Lowe. And a little side note on Representative Lowe, I actually used to be his personal trainer. Back in the day when I had a gym up in North Oklahoma City, we worked out on a regular basis, me and Mr. Lowe. So if you're listening this morning, Jason, big shout out to you. Appreciate your work here on this bill. Senator Matthews said, I feel that children should be able to uniquely sign their name, read historical documents, and understand what their grandparents and relatives have written in the past. I agree, Senator Matthews, had the honor of serving with him in the Senate. Good man. We disagree on a lot, on most things, but we agree on handwriting. So it's good to see that pushing through the Capitol. Also, Stitt sent a letter, headline number three, to the officials in Turks and Caicos advocating for the release of the Oklahoma couple who are detained there. Now, I'm sure you've seen this circulating, but a tragic story of this couple who went on vacation. He evidently had his bag that he used for hunting, whether it was his official hunting bag, I'm not sure. But obviously he used it to carry his ammo. And I'm sure he unloaded a lot of it, but he missed a few. And a few bullets were found on his way back. Ironically, it was missed by the TSA on their way to Turks and Caicos. But on the way back, they discovered it. And evidently they are have a zero tolerance on ammunition and guns there in Turks and Caicos. So although they may be a good vacationing spot, not a place I would ever like to live, especially in light of what we're seeing here happen to a good Oklahoma couple. And so I'm glad to see Governor Stitt sending this official letter to those in Turks and Caicos. I don't expect they're going to see anything from our president. We'll see. He can advocate for a basketball star who's caught with marijuana in Russia, but not for this couple. I mean, it's too connected to guns, right? I mean, we've got to destroy guns. And so you're not going to see Biden advocating for this couple. So it's good to see our governor doing so. Thank you once again, Governor Stitt. All right, I'm going to look at this dignity pledge. I don't know if you've seen this, but I mentioned it on the show a while back. Governor Stitt actually signed the dignity pledge. And I did get an update. Thank you, Justin, on the Facebook live stream. He said the wife was released and is home. So good to know. Thank you for that update. We're talking about, you know, possible 12-year jail time for the husband. I really hope that it does not come to that. And I know there's a GoFundMe out there circulating to help with help funding the legal expenses and the possible loss of work and things like that they may be experiencing. And so, you know, it's a good cause to give to. But thanks for that update, Justin. Justin also running for sheriff out of Canadian County and against incumbent Sheriff West. And so I'll be talking about sheriffs here in a minute on the First Responder Friday. Back to this dignity pledge. Governor Stitt, he signed this a while back. And then I came across this morning Secretary Arthur Blaine Arthur. She also signed it and she posted on X. Here's what she had to say concerning her signing of this dignity pledge that, I don't know, I've got some questions about, but here's what she had to say.
I'm Blaine Arthur, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture. A big chunk of what we do at our agency is engage with farmers and ranchers to help grow and promote the agriculture industry in ways that benefit all Oklahomans. Those discussions help us learn that what may work for one person doesn't necessarily work for everyone else. Disagreement happens, and as a famous song says, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but there's no reason why they can't be friends. To ensure that we keep Oklahoma moving forward and that communications stay productive, it's important that we all commit to disagree better. I was challenged by Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell to take the dignity pledge, and today I'm happy to sign that pledge.
And the video shows her signing the pledge. Of course, she was challenged by Pinnell, and now she's going to pass the baton and challenge someone else. I don't know. We cut off.
We do.
Here we go.
I'd like to challenge Secretary Shelley Zumwalt to sign the pledge as well.
Okay, so we have this, you know, passing of the baton, challenging, you know, down the line, passing it forward to sign this pledge. And so on the surface, it sounds okay, right? I mean, we need to disagree better. But I feel like that ultimately this is trying to temper any conviction. I agree. The way we engage in discourse and debate should be civil. We should be able to communicate our ideals and ideas, our convictions, in a civil way, with conviction and with intelligence, being able to rationally explain, not reverting to emotional response. See, sometimes those who aren't fully haven't fully thought out their response, respond with heightened emotion. And so it's the emotion that comes across in order to convince the other person that he or she is right. And so oftentimes when you see heightened emotion, that's a sign of either lower intelligence or a failure to thoroughly think out and consider your own ideas so that you can communicate them intellectually and civilly. Sometimes emotion just comes out, right, because you believe them so strongly. So I'm not saying emotion is all bad. But I do believe that we need to communicate in a civil way and have productive debate. even with those that believe that they're furries or believe that those that they're a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy. We should be able to sit down and have an intelligent conversation with them and state our position plainly. I do believe in that. But I just have some concern about this. It's formed by this organization called Unite in 2018, and it says on their website, the Dignity Index. So you have this Dignity Index, which scores people. And you see this trend of scoring people, right? You have the social credit score, you have the ESG score, the DEI score, and you're rated. And it just makes me think of China so many times, right? And how you rate. And then this organization called Unite, formed by a largely Democrat liberal base, and it says it wants to find ways to help ease divisions in the country. In 2021, they say, we began developing the Dignity Index, an 8-point scale for measuring how we talk to each other when we disagree. Our faith in the index is grounded in a few core beliefs. Contempt causes division. Dignity eases division. If we put a spotlight on dignity and contempt, we will use more dignity and less contempt. If we show Americans how they can help ease our divisions, they will jump on it. Now, here's the thing. I'm not for unity with those that I believe are radically wrong, okay? We can have civil discourse, but I'm not looking to unite with those that, for instance, want to castrate boys, do harm to our children. You know, these kinds of things, I'm not looking to be one with you. I'm not looking to unite. I will politely tell you that you're wrong, and I'm not sure how that would rate on the Dignity Index. So I'm doing some more digging on this. I don't have enough time to dig into it completely. I'd love to know your take on this, what you think about this Dignity Index. You know, I will mention just briefly, we saw a lot of this kind of messaging during the Super Bowl, including the He Gets Us campaign, showing Jesus washing the feet of everyone, right? Or washing the feet of the prostitute, washing the feet of a gay person, washing the feet of a black person, you know? And so all of this virtue signaling connected to faith in Jesus. And I just think it's important to note, my very first reaction to that was Jesus didn't wash all of the feet of sinners. He hung out with them, had supper with them, was not afraid to engage with them at all. But then he called them into a different place. And then those who left everything to follow him, he washed their feet. In the end, he washed the feet of his disciples. But this messaging from the left was he washed everybody's feet. And the message was you need to embrace everyone and accept everyone for who they are. And I feel that kind of mushiness here with this Dignity Index, is we need to not just communicate in a civil way, but you need to accept and embrace everyone. You need to lay aside this harsh rhetoric, anything that would cause division, like calling something sin. You need to set that aside, and you need to just have a dignity. What do you mean by dignity? What do you mean by unite? So I have concern because we see one official after another in Oklahoma here, starting with the governor, lieutenant governor, the secretary of agriculture, now calling for the secretary of tourism to sign this. And I'm afraid people are going to be signing this to appeal to and appease the left. And you may end up painting yourself in a corner here. So I would encourage a little bit more discretion, some more research. And I'm going to be doing more myself. I'd love to know what you think about it and if you have any insight on this, the Dignity Index. All right, I want to bring your attention to a few bills as I wrap up the headlines from home. And these are ones that recently passed, and then I'm going to go to break and come back with a short First Responder Friday on sheriffs. But we have House Bill 3386. I'm going to just list these off here quickly so you can write them down if you're keeping track. House Bill 2191. These all recently passed the House and the Senate. This is House Bill 1181, House Bill 3958, and House Bill 2643. Okay, let me just go over those in reverse order just to touch on what they cover. This is a very important one, House Bill 2643. It establishes that a firearm, firearm part, or firearm suppressor that is manufactured in the state and remains in the state is not subject to federal law or federal regulation. That was authored by Representative Stegall, and I appreciate your good work in the state, Representative Stegall. I will be curious about how this is dealt with in, if it goes to the Supreme Court. And we see an issue up in Kansas that recently happened with something similar. So we'll be tracking this, but that's House Bill 2643. House Bill 3958 requires schools to include parents or guardians in any digital communication between staff and a student. I like this by Representative Connolly. It did pass. And then House Bill 1181, it is committee substitute, creates the Research, Education, and Government Operations Protection. It requires state agencies, political subdivisions, and educational institutes to disclose gifts and contracts from foreign sources, particularly those from countries of concern. So that is authored by Speaker McCall, and I think that's a very much, very good, needed bill in the state as well. House Bill 2191 provides that government authorities may not take or damage private property unless it is necessary for public use and the property owner is justly compensated. It's good to solidify that in statute. And then this one authored by Treat, House Bill 3386, requires school sites to approve intra-district transfers unless the grade level of the receiving school site is has reached capacity. And I thought this was already covered in statute a couple of years ago, but evidently this clarifies that. This is House Bill 3386. All right, those are some bills that recently passed that need to be on your radar. And that is your headlines from home. Stay with me. I got more to come with your First Responder Friday after the break on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Friday morning. One big snafu. Southbound I-44 ramp at I-35 is closed. That is due to an overturned semi. Also, 235 at I-40 through July, lane closures and lane shifting. Due to the storms earlier, over 10,000 without power as we head into this Friday morning. Just buckle up and drive careful. That is Freedom Traffic.
Keeping you up to date on events that impact your world. That's our specialty. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
The Indian Motorcycle Factory Demo Truck is coming back to Indian Motorcycles of Oklahoma City May 14th and 15th from 10 to 3. It's your chance to come test drive the all-new Indian Motorcycle models, including the 2025 Scout, back-to-back, and find your dream bike. Located in the beautiful Automobile Alley area of downtown Oklahoma City at 7 Northeast 10th Street, contact us today, schedule a test ride, or just stop in on the 14th or 15th. Helmets and proper riding attire as well as motorcycle endorsement is required to ride. We'll see you then. Today at noon, get ready to bid. Over 500 head of cattle will be sold at Express Ranches in Yukon. This sale will include more than 100 commercial fall-bred heifers. This is your chance to add Express Ranches' prominent genetics to your herd. Express Ranches' 18th annual grass time sale will be today at noon at the ranch. You can bid in person or online. To view the sale catalog videos and sort the bulls and heifers, visit ExpressRanches.com. You don't want to miss this offering of over 500 cattle. The annual grass time sale at Express Ranches in Yukon, today at noon.
While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Greg Gadsden, Army veteran.
DAV helps veterans and their families get the benefits they've earned.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Unrest at home and around the world. Stay strong, stay informed by making the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com your first choice for talk radio in Oklahoma.
Dan Bongino.
Think of all the decisions this guy's made that are putting our national security, your national security, you personally at risk every day. Listen, love him or hate him, Reagan's position was pretty coherent. You remember what it was? We win, they lose. That was it. That was the Reagan doctrine. What is Biden? Don't do what? Don't do what? Don't eat Uncle Brosie? Like, don't do what? What is you? What don't are you talking about?
The Dan Bongino Show, weekdays 11 to 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. talking about things that matter to you, your community, and Oklahoma. The Jake Merrick Show, the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. 7:28 a.m., a little quick First Responder Friday today.
This is First Responder Friday with Jake Merrick on Freedom 96.9.
All right, we appreciate our sheriffs. Got a lot of sheriffs running for office, some for re-election, some for the first time. And so I have several on the docket to be interviewed coming up soon. And so I look forward to those conversations. But did you know that in England, the sheriff came into existence around the 9th century? And this makes the sheriff the oldest continuing non-military law enforcement entity in history. And in early England, the land was divided into geographical areas between a few individual kings, and these geographic areas were called shires. And within each shire, there was an individual called a reeve, which meant a guardian. And so this individual, this reeve, was originally selected by the serfs to be their informal social and governmental leader. And the king soon observed how influential this individual was within the serf community and soon incorporated that position into the government structure. And the reeve soon became the king's appointed representative to protect the king's interest and act as a mediator with the people of his particular shire. Later on in the Magna Carta, this document had 63 clauses, 27 of which are related to restrictions upon as well as responsibilities of the sheriffs. So definitely a very important office here in the state and in the nation, something that we're very thankful for, especially as we look at more and more federal overreach. And that's my constant question to those that I interview is, will you stand for the people who elected you if indeed we see federal overreach? So far, those that I've interviewed have said yes. And so I look forward to some more interviews coming up soon. So you guys look forward to that too on your First Responder Friday. I got more coming up with Steve Leff with the Patriot Sentinel. You guys stay tuned on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Emory University and Ohio State, among the latest schools seeing anti-Israel protest demonstrations that continue spreading around the country. A high-level Egyptian delegation is in Israel, hoping to broker a ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza. Egypt warns that a potential Israeli offensive focusing on the southern city of Rafah on the Egyptian border could have catastrophic consequences. Today will be day four on the witness stand for former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, testifying at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Mr. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records. The Utah Republican Party set to select a nominee in the race to replace Mitt Romney in the U.S. Senate. The Utah GOP will hold its convention tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 56 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 172 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
And now the weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Showers and strong thunderstorms are going to be pushing out of the area, giving us a little bit of sunshine later today. It's also going to be windy with gusts around 40 to 45. High temperature hits 83, dips down to 67, and then a cloudy start tomorrow gives way to another round of severe thunderstorms that could bring large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes again. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Edmond to Enid, from Stillwater to El Reno, and from Yukon to Guthrie. More power means more towns in Oklahoma. Stay informed about issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hi, I'm Dustin, and this is Jasper. We're with Discount Garage Door. We've served Oklahoma for over 23 years, and we sincerely appreciate all of our customers for trusting us with all their garage door needs. Some out-of-state companies are trying to hit home runs on everyday jobs, so it's very important to find a company you can trust to get the job done right. At Discount Garage Door, we provide same-day service, no hidden fees, and a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. So give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
I'm Lieutenant Nate Trent with the Village Fire Department and OSU OKC Fire Academy. To be a part of the toughest 2 minutes in sports, join us at the OSU OKC campus June 6th, 7th, and 8th for the Southwest Regional Firefighter Challenge Classic. This event will showcase firefighters from across the country as they compete in a fast-paced obstacle course. Vendor booths, food trucks, and hands-on activities for the whole family. Want to be sponsors for this event or to help donate? All funding goes towards improving the OSU OKC Fire Academy and supporting current and future firefighters of Oklahoma. For more information, 405-850-3804, Facebook page at OSU OKC Fire. See you with the challenge.
The Indian Motorcycle Factory Demo Truck is coming back to Indian Motorcycles of Oklahoma City May 14th and 15th from 10 to 3. It's your chance to come test drive the all-new Indian Motorcycle models, including the 2025 Scout, back-to-back, and find your dream bike. Located in the beautiful Automobile Alley area of downtown Oklahoma City at 7 Northeast 10th Street, contact us today, schedule a test ride, or just stop in on the 14th or 15th. Helmets and proper riding attire, as well as motorcycle endorsement, is required to ride. We'll see you then.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. Live Saturday, May 4th at Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Celebrating their 25th anniversary tour, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss Jason Bolin and the Stragglers live at Sugar Creek Casino. Celebrating their 25th anniversary tour, Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. Live Saturday, May 4th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Reminding you that you are government. The Jake Merrick Show. The new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. 7:35 a.m., 61 degrees outside. I do want to respond real quickly to a couple of comments and questions based on the previous discussion. And I had a question coming in. It says, will selling our natural gas overseas help lower our gas bills? We're paying much higher gas bills because of the stupidity of speculators taking advantage of a natural winter phenomenon that gas companies should have been better prepared for. And I totally agree. I think that this is something that we are going to suffer the consequences for many years to come. I voted against this bill in the Senate when I was in there. And I do believe that drilling and producing our own oil and gas will help lower prices, will help us be better prepared for future natural winter phenomenon, and it will help lower our national debt as we export more oil and gas. And so I do believe that selling natural gas will help lower our bills ultimately, but we are here in Oklahoma having to make up from, I think, a big blunder that was recently passed in the Senate because of that 2019 ice storm. So I appreciate your comment, and I appreciate all of you guys tuning in this morning, Facebook live stream, on the app, and on the station. And here to help us out and help join us to the show is Mr. Steve Leff with the Patriot Sentinel. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jake. Thanks for having us back.
Man, absolutely. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you guys do to cover everything. And, of course, got the City News OKC covering things locally here in Oklahoma. So much to get to. You know, I'm spending a lot of time talking about and even engaging on campus at our universities. I went recently to Oklahoma State University. Ryan Walters, our state superintendent, went out there. So I went out there to watch and behold what was going to happen. And we expected a little chaos, and we got what we were expecting. There was a lot of chaos during the meeting out there. Of course, it was hosted by Turning Point USA. So I wanted to see it firsthand, and I did, and had a chance to visit with some of them afterward. But, you know, we're looking at college campuses because they are the modern-day town square where so much is happening. And, of course, what we're seeing at Columbia and in New York, this vitriol towards the Jews and just outright open anti-Semitic rhetoric and chants and riots and protest. You know, we talk about systemic racism. I think we found it. I think that we got some systemic racism, yeah. And it is directly against the Jews. Tell me what you think.
Well, I wasn't around, but it reminds me of reading about 1941 Germany. You know, this is what happened. They just started protesting, and they just went against a class. Now, this isn't about Jews at all. This is about class warfare. These people and these students are literally being supported and are being supplied by the same groups that supplied money and supplies to Antifa. If anybody remembers the George Floyd riots, which is so far back now, almost nobody remembers and nobody cares. The people who are doing this just want to divide us. They want to divide us by our race, whether we're black or white. They want to divide us by our sexuality, whether anybody's gay or straight. And now they want to divide us by our religion. And that's a typical strategy, and it usually works. Unfortunately, we have got a group of people that have been brainwashed by our universities in thinking that communism and now terrorism is a cool thing to support, because that is what these protesters are doing. I've seen it. And one of our friends and somebody that we work with, Laura Loomer, has witnessed it firsthand and has actually been attacked in New York when covering these things. It is really scary. These people they're talking about supporting Hamas, a terrorist organization whose goal is to wipe out the Jewish people from the river to the sea. That is what they're talking about. And they're protesting the war against Hamas, not the Palestinian people. The war is against Hamas. They just happen to hold their own people hostage. They just happen to hold and keep their center points of where they meet in hospitals, in schools, in residential buildings. So if you come after them, you have to hit their people as well. They don't care about the Palestinian people. And these students are just too damn stupid to understand what's going on. So you can't negotiate with people who are terrorists. And apparently, according to Columbia University, you can negotiate with people who support them as well. And that's where we are. And I hope that people stand up and see it for what it is. And like you said before, Mike Johnson went out there and gave a speech. It's kind of like one of the first productive things that guy's done in a long time. But this is where we are. We have to draw a line in the sand. Freedom of speech, you cannot threaten people. You cannot take over universities. You have to be civil and exercise your constitutional rights in a way that it doesn't interfere with others.
Well, you know, they say the brain doesn't fully develop until you're like 25, right? And so maybe we're just seeing the fruits of that. But you're right. I mean, we have young folks. I mean, these are largely young college students who are greatly being influenced. And I would say probably for years now through the public school system that they've been influenced on a certain track. And now we're seeing this explosion of it on these college campuses, and I've seen some interviews, you know, on TikTok and things like that, where people are going out and interviewing and asking them, what are you protesting? And they're like, oh, yeah, and they can't answer. They're not really sure what mm-hmm. they just like the energy. And I think you could probably just pick a topic and then protest it, and they'd probably jump in on it. There's no, like, real yeah. solidified conviction about things, but what, like mm-hmm. you, I appreciate you pointing out, there is an agenda, and there are those who do have solidified conviction, and they're supplying and fueling these kinds of gatherings and protests. It's really the people behind the scenes, the Oz behind the curtain, that we need to be most concerned about.
Yeah, I think his name is George Soros for yeah. the most part, and those organizations, because, yeah, if I ever met George, I'd say, hey, George, can you remind me what America did to really piss you off so much that you're trying to destroy us? And I know we did something. I know we had some sort of run-in with America probably a few decades ago that he can't get over. But apparently it's genetic, and his son is doing it as well. Why is George Soros' son visiting the White House like a few times a month? Can anybody explain that one? It, you know, goes over my head, but it's not a good thing. And the current administration is not doing anything. Look at what Biden's reaction is. He's wishy-washy. It doesn't even matter anymore. You know, until this election happens, we're just going to be on a road of destroying America more and more, not standing up for values, and just watching the success that President Trump had in his 4 years and the peace that he had in 4 years erode, hopefully not into a world war.
Yeah, and you mentioned Speaker Johnson. You know, recently he said he criticized Ilhan Omar. Of course, she's one of those that are fueling this. It's amazing that she's an elected official here in the United States, saying everything she can to undermine the United States and criticize our country. And in response, Speaker Johnson criticized her, saying that what she's been saying about the protest and supporting Hamas is absolutely absurd, he said. And he said that the far-left Democrats are saying exactly the wrong thing, as Jewish students in the Ivy League schools are expressing fear for their safety during these anti-Israel demonstrations. And so, you know, I have to give props to Speaker Johnson. He did show up at Columbia. He did speak out against these things in support of Jews here in America and in abroad. And so I have to give props there. That was good. That was bold. But it was one of the few things we can highlight right now with Speaker Johnson. There's a lot of frustration what we're seeing up at Capitol Hill with the majority of the things he's working on and pushing have more Democrat support than Republican support.
Well, you know, my favorite comedian, Benny Hill, said that not everybody is wrong all the time. Even a clock that stopped working is right twice a day. And that's Mike Johnson. Okay. Mike Johnson, every single piece of legislation that Mike Johnson has passed that matters, especially regarding funding, has had more Democrat support than it has Republican support. It says everything right there. It really does. And they just keep shipping money over to the Ukraine. You know, why don't we send them another $60 billion? And as I believe it was Representative Hawley pointed out, we have sent more money this year to the Ukraine than we have given the entire year to the U.S. Marine Corps. And that's pathetic. Yeah. That is really pathetic. This is a war where the money is coming back. I saw something as well, and we get some of our news from, well, not as really TikTok, but, you know, you see things on Instagram, you see things on X.com. And we saw all of the Ukrainian ministers and all, not all of them, but most of them have multi-million dollar ranches and houses all over the world to vacation at. One of them has a Rolls Royce. The newest Phantom is driving around in a $500,000 car. The money's not going for the war. The money's going into their pockets, and it's coming back into the pockets of the politicians and to the military-industrial complex here so that they can get richer, because they don't have Afghanistan to, you know, funnel our money through anymore. So now they need another war, and Ukraine is good until it's not good anymore. Then they'll start something else, maybe Iran, who knows, to get more money into their pockets. And that's what it's about. It's about taking your money, giving it to them. This is all that this is about, and it infuriates me.
Yes, exactly. You know, even if it is 100% legitimate and a good cause, we can't afford it. And our nation is crumbling from the inside out, and we're being invaded on our southern and northern border. And I would say eastern and western coast, you know, we're seeing people just, I saw a video the other day of a boat, a large boat with about 12 people in it, all dressed in black, ran up on the shore. They all hopped out, deserted the boat, got in a car, and off they went. You'll never see them again until you do. And so, you know, I'm concerned. All of us are, about the illegal invasion of our country, about what we're seeing on our college campuses, about what we're hearing from elected officials, the rising national debt, $34 trillion. And yet we're sending billions overseas to help someone else's war. I think that we as Americans are saying, what are we doing? And I find very few people who are supporting this, because we just can't afford it anymore.
You know, $1 billion is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I promise you that not many of your listeners and not many of my friends have $1 billion. Okay, $1 billion. Just imagine that. If you had $1 billion, you probably couldn't spend it your whole life if you spent like so much money a day. But we are sending hundreds and thousands of, you know, $1 billion is $1 trillion, right? We are sending hundreds of billions of dollars abroad to other countries, like you said, and there's no accountability. Congress, and for all the Republicans think that they're doing something good, they're rhinos. As far as I'm concerned, they're traitors. They're sending your money and my money to themselves, wherever it's going out, coming back to them. I don't get it. You elect them. Are they being blackmailed? Is Johnson being blackmailed? Once he took speakership, he was, you know, one of President Trump's key people, and Trump loves him, or Trump loved him at least. And now what's happening? It's crazy. Matt Gaetz, where are you once again? I think Matt Gaetz has gotten neutered. he used to be a force to reckon with. Now, I don't know what he's doing. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene has taken up the anvil for the right and for the people. But other than that, I have lost all faith in Congress. It's just a big soap opera, and it's a money laundering machine. And I don't think it's anything else. And until we elect President Trump back into office, and until he can clean up the swamp, and we vote out people like Ilhan Omar, who should be arrested for supporting terrorism and for threatening people, I don't know where this country is going to go until the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the recent budget report was released here in Oklahoma. Our fiscal year 2024 budget is reported at $12.6 billion. That's what we use here in the state to run the state of Oklahoma. And then that's $12.6 billion. And then we'll drop $50 billion for Ukraine. I mean, we're talking about, like, that's a perspective we need. Here talking with Steve Leff of the Patriot Sentinel. Steve, I want to keep you online if you have a few more minutes. We've got to go to a break, but coming back, I want to look at a couple more things, including Trump, of course, and what's happening in the court, and this recent Supreme Court ruling, and then also Biden's recent gaffe. So there's so many to pick from, but we'll choose the most recent. But if you have a few minutes, well, I'll keep you online, and we'll come back to you after the break.
We'll be here.
Okay, we've got Steve Leff, the Patriot Sentinel. You guys stay tuned right here on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Friday morning. One big snafu. Southbound I-44 ramp at I-35 is closed. That is due to an overturned semi. Also, 235 at I-40 through July, lane closures and lane shifting. Due to the storms earlier, over 10,000 without power as we head into this Friday morning. Just buckle up and drive careful. That is Freedom Traffic.
Listen to Freedom 96.9 every day to stay up to date and informed. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Today at noon, get ready to bid. Over 500 head of cattle will be sold at Express Ranches in Yukon. This sale will include more than 100 commercial fall bred heifers. This is your chance to add Express Ranches prominent genetics to your herd. Express Ranches 18th annual grass time sale will be today at noon at the ranch. You can bid in person or online. To view the sale catalog videos and sort the bulls and heifers, visit expressranches.com. You don't want to miss this offering of over 500 cattle. The annual grass time sale at Express Ranches in Yukon, today at noon.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. Psalms 33:12. Hey y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. The world is on fire and the media is insulting our intelligence, but that's been going on for years. It's pretty amazing when you break it down. Anyway, I digress. If you want to talk politics, come to the shop. Let's talk about guns. Did you know Cops Gun Shop is the best shop in town? Did you know we would bust our humps to make you happy? That's why we are among the top-rated gun shop in the Oklahoma City area. Come see us so we can help you get into the right firearm to protect yourself and your family in this unstable world. Did I also mention Cops Gun Shop is Oklahoma's largest dealer for Arrow Precision? We probably got more in stock than Arrow Precision does at the moment. By the way, all in-stock AR-15 and AR-10 uppers are on sale at 10% off. We've still got AR-15 starting at $499.
We are open from 8:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and then 10 to 2 on Saturday.
Come see us at 416 Hudeberg Circle or on the interweb at CopsGunShop.net. Cops Gun Shop. Live safe, live smart, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun. And the world is always a better place with a gun in your hand.
The fight for the soul of America happens this November. Make the right choice and keep tuned to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Your first choice for talk radio in Oklahoma.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m.
It's the government. They lied to you. Wah, welcome to America, morons. It's what they do to us every day. Oh, yeah, your Social Security, you're going to have it. It's broke, empty. We don't got nothing. We spend it all on studying lesbian obesity and shrimp on treadmills. We don't know what the hell we got.
You can hear me every weekday from 2 to 5 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Welcome back to the Jake Merrick Show where truth is the only news on the new Freedom 96.9.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. Got to lead off with a big shout out to a big sponsor and partner of the show, Modus Health, keeping you aligned and healthy. I got up this morning and worked out because health is a priority to me. We do this every Thursday with your Health Kick Thursday, brought to you by Modus Health. And so you need to go check them out. If you have any kind of joint pain or you just want to make sure that you are aligned and functioning properly for this summer, go check out Modus Health, modushealth.com. All right, let's get back to Steve Leff with the Patriot Sentinel. Welcome back, Steve.
Hey, good to have me.
Man, I got to play this clip. There's so many gaps to choose from. We're talking about Biden, of just slurs in, you know, inaudible. They like to say it's inaudible, but it's actually understandable. How do you say it? It's like things he says that you just cannot comprehend because he slurs. But here's one where he doesn't slur. He says very clearly exactly what the prompter told him to say.
I see an America where we defend democracy, not diminish it. I see an America where we protect freedoms, not take them away. I see an economy that grows from the middle out and the bottom up, where the wealthy pay their fair share, so we can have child care, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit and increase economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Pause. And then he laughs at it. He doesn't know what's going on. Pause. How do we...
Ron Burgundy.
I don't understand is that how anyone would cast a vote for him. That's what I don't understand, that he's even being considered.
I don't think anybody cast a vote for him. You know, we've been looking at this, and it looks like, and I don't have any firsthand of this at all, but it looks like there's a conspiracy, and I mean a real conspiracy, to steal elections, period.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, there is so much evidence out there. You know, so a friend of mine said, well, there's no evidence out there. Really, I've looked at it. I've looked at all of these court filings in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and in other states. And you can see exactly what happened. You can see the duplicate ballots. You can see, and now there's a new group that is attacking voter rolls based upon the addresses where all of these mail-in ballots, supposedly, that came back for the election, were at Jay's. Or at Burger King. These people are living at Burger King. These people are living at a vacant lot. You have 4,000 people with the same address. This isn't funny. And forgetting about that, the Democrats and the people behind it and the people who run the voting machines have allowed our data to be sent and open to people in Serbia. What is that about? We have Serbians coming in now and accessing the data on the machines all over the place. And then, of course, you have Edison data, for those people who don't know how it's reported, where after everything is reported from the machines, from the precinct, it goes to this company called Edison Data, where it's supposedly given to all of the networks to report what really happened. And they have naked control of the numbers. So it's almost like, okay, you go here and you fix this. It's okay, they're over there. You go over there and okay, they're over there again. And they're keep moving.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we do. If you have any recommendations, Jake, about it, but I don't think anybody's voting for Biden. I haven't talked to anybody that says he's a great guy. He's doing a good job.
I have talked to some who say they are just not voting for Trump. And so that would be the default vote. And so the Never Trumpers, I think that they may cast a vote for anyone. But I think that we may see quite a few votes for RFK, just as a protest against Trump as well. But, you know, I haven't talked to anyone who supports Biden and loves what he's doing. It's usually just in response of their vitriol towards Trump. But speaking of Trump, we got to look at this, what the Supreme Court recently said about immunity. And like you said off air, I mean, we're talking about like a true Seinfeld episode when we start hearing their responses concerning immunity as they looked at Trump and him being a former president. And how does this set a precedent moving forward?
Yeah, it was really interesting to hear. And don't forget, there's a conservative majority on the Supreme Court because of President Trump. And you have the arguments, and basically, let's just run it down. It's, does a president have immunity for his official acts after he leaves office? And the argument that his attorneys gave, and it was a pretty convincing argument, John Sauer, his lawyer who was there, even though I think he had like strep throat or something while he was talking, is that if a president doesn't have immunity while he is president for his official acts, then the president will be hamstrung and he can't do anything because the second that he leaves office, his political rival can just indict him and put him in jail like a banana republic, which is what the justices actually said. If there's no immunity, then the second he leaves office, he's done. And therefore, no president will ever take any action because they know that they will get indicted when they leave and their political rival does this. And the Biden administration and the Democrats have been the first to actually do this to a former president, and they're setting a dangerous precedent. On the other hand, they're saying, well, what if he pushes a coup in a country? Isn't that illegal? And the answer I see is that there is a way of holding a president accountable for his acts, and it's called impeachment. So if a president does something and it's illegal and he should be impeached, then while he's in office, Congress, much as Congress did, can impeach him while he's in office and hold him accountable. That is what our founders had there. They did not envision a president that could be arrested like Trump has after he leaves office and put in jail. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I think the court, the Supreme Court, is going to come down and give President Trump some immunity. I don't think total immunity, because if he shoots somebody in the White House, I don't think he should be immune from that. Nobody should.
Right.
But they will give him immunity for his official acts, and that's all that he did. So I'm looking forward to the decision. It won't come until this summer.
Yes, no, I'm looking forward to it as well. It needs to come. It can't come soon enough. Steve, I so appreciate you. You get me fired up when we chat, so let's do it again soon.
You got it. And thank you, Jake, and we wish all of your listeners the best. And I'm going to go work out now, seeing how in shape you are.
Yeah, go get it, sir. All right, Steve Levitt with the Patriot Sentinel. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
All right, we got an upcoming event I got to bring your attention to. We got the Oklahomans Unite for Change. It is Tuesday, April 30th. It'll be from 9 to 5 up at the Capitol. We got Representative Banning, Representative Humphreys, Senators Jett, Prieto, Bullard, Dom. They're all going to be there talking about addressing concerns regarding the need for oversight and accountability. We need more of that. Then, of course, the Memorial Marathon coming up April 26th through the 28th, starting at 9:03. So don't want to miss the Run to Remember. All right, guys, I appreciate you tuning in. You have an amazing weekend. Keep standing, keep fighting, keep hoping, and let's do it again Monday morning on the Jake Merrick Show, Freedom 96.9.
Jake Merrick Show is a product of Freedom 96.9. All content is the property of Champlin Broadcasting, and use of the broadcast without consent is prohibited. Waking up, waking up.